Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is Say Goodnight, Fuck Me in My Sleep. Despite giving the impression that I go through life humping men on an almost hourly basis, the time when I'm most likely to have sex is just before bed. Not particularly surprising when you consider that I, like most people, have to work during the day, somewhere far enough from the nearest willing guy that I can't nip out at lunchtime for a post-sandwich quickie. Sex before bedtime feels like the natural thing to do. You've just taken your clothes off, you're lying next to each other, enjoying the skin-on-skin contact and the post-workday sweat as you bury your face in his armpit. Of course a lot of sex happens at bedtime. But you want to know what's even better? Sex after bedtime. I have a rock-solid and trembling desire for guys who wake me up for a fuck. I love the feeling of being stroked and dragged awake at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning by someone with a raging erection and a desperate need to be inside me. In fact, so acute is my desire for a guy with a hard-on in the middle of the night that I often don't even need him to fuck me. Just knowing that he's almost whimperingly desperate has me flooded with lust and struggling to pretend to keep my eyes closed. The other night, I woke up lying on my stomach. I could feel him running his hand tightly over my arse, smoothing the silk of my knickers into the crack and sliding his fingers down my crotch through the fabric. The bed was shaking slightly as he rubbed his cock with the other hand. After a couple of minutes, he pulled my knickers to one side, dipping his fingers into my cunt. When he felt how wet I was, he moaned and started rubbing himself harder. I lay as still as I could, breath catching occasionally despite my attempts to maintain the illusion of sleep. I really wanted him to fuck me. He's done it before. Fucked me in my sleep, I mean. Despite my having issued an open challenge, 50 quid if you can finish without waking me up, he's never quite got to the end without me moaning and giving away that I've been wide awake for a while. But still, the fact that one day he might makes me quiver with desire. And when I twitch into consciousness to find him touching me, I can't help but tense up and start throbbing and hope that he'll roll on top of me and slide his cock inside. This isn't one of those creepy, I'll fuck her while she's asleep just because I fancy it things. He doesn't fuck me in my sleep because he thinks he can get away with it. That's terrifying, and that's rape. He does it because I have emphatically and enthusiastically begged him to. Because the feeling of waking up, woozy and confused and wet and aching at just the moment he slides his dick inside me, is so hot it makes me cross-eyed. But sometimes there's no release for me at all. And this was one of those times. There was no need for me to battle a sigh of relief as he pulled my knickers to one side and slipped into me. No feeling of satisfaction as he grunted and thrust. As his hand reached my knickers, he just sped up, rubbing his dick harder and faster, holding his breath to avoid making telltale noises in the back of his throat as he got closer to coming. When he was near, he gripped me harder, fingers digging my knickers into the slit of my cunt, feeling the flooding wetness soak through the silk. And then, just as he was about to come, He pulled at the waistbands so that they were bunched at the bottom of my buttocks, exposing me just enough as he rolled over, pushed the tip of his cock up against me, and squirted sticky rounds of jizz directly against my skin. Having finished, with a gentle grunt and a sigh of satisfaction, he absent-mindedly rubbed it in, covering me in stickiness with quick, solid movements. Then he pulled up my knickers and gently patted my arse, and I said, "I've been awake for a while, you know." "I know," he said. "You were pretending to be asleep, weren't you?" "I didn't want to disturb you." To which he responded, "Good girl." I got almost no sleep of my own that night. If you enjoyed this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting the project on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.